Lully used her apron to protect her paws as she gingerly removed a large flat pie from the rock oven Sunflash had made.
Cousin's got lots of things done since he been here, sir. Look at apple and blackberry pie, your favourite.
Sunflash sniffed the aroma, his gold-striped face alight with pleasure.
Come away, Hoglets. You'll burn your snouts again that hot thing.
Deary shooed the four hoglets off as they crowded round to smell the pie.
Wait till it cools and I'll give you a big slice each.
Old Uncle Blunt took the hoglets and the two mole maids off to the stream, which was only a short walk away. Flagons of dandelion and burdock cordial, brewed by Blunt, were submerged in the stream water to keep cool.
Wash your dusty paws and snouts in yon streamy, mucky little vermint. Aye, and eat too, Blundubbo.
Aunt Uma called after them. Deary bustled about, preparing salad from the fresh vegetables, while Scarlet waddled off behind Lully, who was going to test the cheese she had been turning since early last winter. The good mole wife smiled fondly at the kestrel, whom she considered to be her special friend.
On my life, sir, I never seed an hawk bird who loved cheeses morny. Come now, us'll try it for taste, her.
Scarlet eagerly assisted her to roll the cheese out of the cave's dark recesses, where it had been maturing. He had helped to make the oval-shaped cheese, right from the green sap milk stage, pounding tirelessly at the fat white grass stems and special tubers which only true woodlanders knew of. They had gathered nuts together in late autumn, hazel, almond and chestnuts, to stud their cheese with. Between them, the kestrel and the mole wife peeled off the thin layer of damp crack willow bark that protected the cheese. It had no rind and was a delicate pale yellow colour. A fragrance of almond drifted faintly about them. Scarlet hopped from talon to talon, his fierce eyes shining.
Is it ready, Mom? Shall we taste it?
The good mole wife shook as she chuckled.
Aye, you certainly shall taste it, sir.
Taking a thin greased twine from her apron pocket, Lully wound the ends round her digging claws and looped the twine over the cheese, just below its top. Then placing both foot paws flat against the base of the cheese, she leaned backward, pulling evenly on the twine. The mole wife was well experienced in all aspects of cheese making. Scarlet watched fascinated as the strong twine travelled smoothly through the cheese, neatly cutting a large oval piece from the top of their creation. Standing on its edge, the slice resembled an oddly shaped harvest moon, with the white of the nuts and thin slivers of the brown skins highlighted against the buttercup hue of the cheese. Breaking two small pieces off, Lully gave one to her friend. They nibbled daintily, commenting.
Brr, he be nice and moist with good flavour, aye.
Wonderful nutty taste. Good and firm.
Oh, aye. None too solid, none too soft. Dozens done well.
Poor shook talon as the cheesemakers congratulated each other.